It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're again finishing up the book of Romans. We have had a wonderful verse-by-verse study. We've just kind of taken some of the very great points, highlights. It's hard to say that there's some areas more important than others because there isn't, but just some good points we're kind of bringing out as we finish up the study in kind of a survey, and we'll probably just be a little bit longer, and then we'll be done, and we'll go on to a new book. And so I'm glad that you've continued to stay with us and enjoyed the study. We're continuing in the book of Romans, and we're going to be in the 11th chapter today. We were in the 10th chapter last time. Now we're going to be in the 11th chapter, and that 11th chapter is going to enjoy the verses of Scripture from verse 30. We'll start with verse 30, and we'll go down through verse 36, and that will be the study today, including verse 1 of chapter 12. And so Romans chapter 11, beginning with verse 30, is where we're going to start today. And so again, I'm sure glad that you've joined us, and we'll get started with the study in just a few minutes. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And I love getting letters and cards from you, and so please, call or write a little note. Thank you very much for you folks that have, and please continue to do so. I sure enjoy hearing from you. The phone number here, if you'd like to call, is 217-847-2717. The website that we have many studies on the website. Please, that you would take a look, because I hope that it helps you to grow each and every day with the studies that we have there. We have our plan of the plan of salvation is there in writing and verbal as well. And so you can listen to it, print it out, and then follow it as I go through it, each one of the verses of Scripture and the questions. And so please that you would do that, because I sure want you to be born again, to be saved. And then also please that you not only visit the website with all the studies there, but also that you would email me. We'd be just fine. And the email address here is parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. I hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for a great study. Any time that we open God's Word is a wonderful time and opportunity. So we begin reading now at Romans chapter 11, verse 30. For as ye in times past have not believed God, but have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them in all unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches both of wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath been his counselor? Who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to enjoy your word and fellowship over your word and teach your word. It's such a joy, Lord. And I just ask that you would please take your precious word and just apply it. Take the Holy Spirit, that he would apply your word to all the hearts that are listening, and that they will respond, that they may know you as their personal Savior. And if they know you as their personal Savior, that this would be a time of growing and strengthening and being more Christ-like, that they are messengers of the Word of God to take out this precious message to a lost and dying world. So please, dear Lord, just speak to all the hearts, speak to my heart today, and we're just going to enjoy your precious Word, and I thank you for it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these words, it is so wonderful to see what is taking place. And you need to kind of stay with me. This is one of those studies that take a little bit of some you can just sit back and listen and really enjoy. This one here, it's kind of back and forth, and so it's a little bit hard to follow, but at the same time, God's Word is always precious, and if you have the Holy Spirit to teach you, we'll be just fine. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you do not have the Holy Spirit, so you may be, I don't understand, I don't see this. Please, I beg you, come by faith to Jesus, and you'll begin to see. You'll begin to hear. So please, come by faith and trust in Jesus today that he died on the cross for you. That's the beginning of it. Now back to verse 30 here. For as ye in times past have not believed, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Well, let's take a look at that. Gentiles, you and me, if you're a Gentile, Gentiles once disobeyed God and were dead in sins. Now, that's the condition of all Gentiles. By they have now obtained mercy. By the unbelief of the Jews, as we have studied in the past, by the unbelief of the Jews, now the Gentiles have an opportunity of salvation. The Jews had the first opportunity. This is not speaking of universal salvation. This is speaking of a clear calling, an opportunity. And the Jews were called first. They were given that opportunity. Now, as a Gentile, you could become a believer, but you had to follow after the Jewish laws and follow their ways. Now, you say, well, that becomes works. It appears to be that way, but it's not that at all. Because Jesus had not come to the cross and finished the work at that time of salvation, they were bringing the examples of what was to come, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, all these things. All the offerings they made were pictures of that because it had not taken place yet. And so by it not taking place, then you needed to bring by faith, still by faith, bring these offerings and sacrifices. But everyone, salvation has always been the same, by faith, not by works, by faith. But you see, the Gentiles, we didn't believe. We didn't believe any. We didn't believe what the Jews were doing. We didn't believe in Jehovah God, their God. We didn't believe in that. We had our own gods. Well, what has happened now, because they have not believed, they were given the precious gift of salvation through the coming Messiah. It was given, the promise. It started with Abraham. It actually, the promise of the Savior started with Adam and Eve. When God put those bloody coats, those skins of those lambs up on Adam and Eve, picturing what was going to take place some 4,000 years later. And so it is all by faith. You need to believe that this is true. And once you believe and come by faith, then it's such a joy to walk every day growing. But how it came to the unbelieving Gentiles was because the Jews didn't believe. And so God has set the Jews aside, and now he's handed it to the Gentiles, to us, to further the gospel in this world. And so that's what this verse 30 is talking about. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. And through their unbelief here is the connection between the Jews that was given the gift of salvation, given the wisdom, the understanding, the blessings, given everything, but they didn't believe. And when they didn't believe, God took it away from them. God said, okay. He set them aside, and he handed that precious gift to us. And we received that precious gift at Pentecost, the birth of the church. And so that's what this is talking about here. The gift given to the Gentiles. For as ye are in times past have not believed. That's right, we didn't believe. Believe God. Yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Because they didn't believe, now God has taken it and he's handed that precious gift to us. Wonderful. Even so here, these Jews have not believed that through your mercy, the same shown to you, they also may obtain mercy. So it's backwards now. First, the Jews was to give it to us. They didn't. And so God said, you don't believe, you haven't given it to the Gentiles, and so I'm going to take this precious gift from you, and I'm going to give it to the church. I'm going to give it to the Gentiles. But now, because the Gentiles possess it, now you can come by faith to the Lord Jesus by what the Gentiles are saying. Now they have it, and they're going to give it back to you. You can be saved now. And so that's what that is telling us. It's back and forth. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also have obtained mercy. So it went from the Jews to the Gentiles. And now God said, you've never believed, you don't believe, so I'm going to give this strength and this power and this wonderful opportunity of sharing salvation with all the world. I'm going to give it to the Gentiles. And so he did. The church was born. And so now it was our responsibility to take that out. Now the Jews can come, but not through their Jewish religion, not through their way, but come, it was all by faith. But not through the works of the sacrifices. All those things are completed. Now you just come by faith because Jesus had finished the work on Calvary. And so you see, it's both sides. And so what we learn from the Holy Spirit by Paul is assuring all that God said he will do. Promises to Israel and mercy on his elect. And so what an opportunity we have to take what God has given us and give to all the world, Jews, Gentiles alike. No one is exempt. No one is exempt. And so it's changed. Went from the Jews to the Gentiles. It should be given to the Gentiles. They didn't, so God took it away from the Jews, gave it to the Gentiles. Now the Gentiles can return it back to the Jews if they would come by faith, and many, many have. And so it's an opportunity for them to come now, but not through their traditions and their ways, but through the grace of God as he offers it by faith to you. Now we come to verse 32. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Gentiles were unbelievers. The Jews were unbelievers. And so all were unbelievers. But God has brought forth now this opportunity of giving of salvation through the Gentiles, that all may have mercy, both the Jews and the Gentiles. God has concluded both Jew and Gentile fall into the same problem, the same sin, and it's called unbelief. And God shows mercy on all. God's mercy is not on just one people, but on all. It's called whosoever. So you see, just because it has been handed to the Gentiles now, they are not exclusive. They're not the only ones that possess it and have it. Their purpose and our reason is to take this precious word and give it. Give it to the Jews, to every nationality, every people in the world. We are to give this great news, and it's called Whosoever. The only way for anyone to be saved is to believe by faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, that He has died for you, He has saved you, and we need to accept His finished work, and we need to accept that by faith. And so as we look now at these first two verses, actually three, "For as ye in times past have not believed, yet have now obtained mercy because their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also have obtained mercy." They still don't believe. This is the Jews. But we have the great news. We need to give it to them. We need to hand it to them. We need to pray for them. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that He might have mercy upon all. He hands it out to all. A couple verses of Scripture here that I would love to look up. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Go back to Ephesians. We love going through the books of the Bible. We do that often so that we can learn them. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. "And you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all have our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath He quickened us together with Christ. By grace are we saved." What a wonderful message. This gives a good description. It starts out here, and it's wonderful, because down there in verse 4 it says, But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. But God. And so please, that you would listen to the call of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would be saved, that you would be born again. Because it says, but God, as Paul said here in Ephesians. And once again, we talked about the whosoever, because that's who can be saved. Whosoever, regardless of race or color or creed, whosoever can come by faith to the Lord Jesus. But just please make note of that, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. And if it had not been for His calling, if it had not been for His love, if it had not been for the salvation given us through His Son, the Lord Jesus, we'd have nothing. Nothing. It is wonderful to know the Lord Jesus, to walk with Him each day, knowing there is no one exempt, that no one is kept away from the precious salvation He offers us. And again, this does not teach a universal salvation. You come by faith. Scripture confirms Scripture. And so please do not read something into the Word of God that's not present. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22. "But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." You see, there is no universal salvation. It's just for those that believe. And I hope you believe. God saves only those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful text, wonderful scriptures. I think you can see why I chose to go through this one more time, because these verses are kind of confusing a little bit. We're kind of back and forth, and yet they are very easy to understand when you confirm scripture with scripture. Now let's look at verse 33 back in Romans 11. Romans 11, 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God, who unsearchable are his judgments. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Here we have a song of praise to God, to see, to consider the ways of God. Paul can't help but praise God aloud, and we should surely follow suit. We cannot understand God's wisdom. We cannot understand his great knowledge. With our human reason and words, there is no way we can speak of it, or there is no way we can understand it. But when you possess it, it is a wonderful, wonderful experience. And God gives to every believer his wisdom and his knowledge, and we enjoy precious, precious learning from my Lord. Every time I open up his precious word, I am learning, I am growing, and I have been doing this. I've been doing this ever since 1975. Now you do the math. Ever since 1975, I have been enjoying this precious word and still growing, still learning. I know my Lord and Savior. I've trusted in him by faith. I am saved. But I continue each day to watch how he blesses me, how he guides me, how he directs me each and every day. It's a joy to study his precious word. It's a joy to teach his precious word. Again, you know, we can't understand God's wisdom and knowledge with our own thinking and understanding. God is omnipresent, he is omnipotent, he's omniscient, and we need to understand his judgments are unsearchable. We cannot begin to trace or find out our God. He is so powerful. Now, we can become like him, but understand the great distance as far as knowledge and wisdom and understanding and power that our God has that we don't have. Understand the distance between. Oh, the joy of growing. And I'll forever be growing. And I never want to stop growing. I'm never going to know everything God wants me to know. So I continue to study and to walk with him each day. It is such a joy. Got a couple of verses of scripture back here in Job. And so let's go back to the book of Job in the Old Testament. We have Job chapter 5, verse 9. Job, hope you know your Bible so you can find these scriptures with me. I look them up. I don't have them written down. I look them up so that we can see them together. Job chapter 5, Job chapter 5, verse 9. Which doth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. What a wonderful scripture verse to explain. 11:7. Job 11:7. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? There's questions there. And the answer is no. We can never, never have a full understanding of how wonderful our God is. But I tell you, to walk by faith and to grow each day, wonderful, wonderful verses of Scripture to enjoy and to study. Back to Romans. I'll read verse 33 once again, then on to verse 34. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of wisdom and knowledge of God. how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. We just are, it's just not possible for us to have a full understanding of God. And yet to grow and know his presence and watch, walking with him every day, oh, I'm getting closer and closer every day, and yet there's still such a great distance between what he possesses and knows. I will never, ever be close to what he possesses and knows, but I know that he wants to give me those things. And so I walk with him and I study his precious word. It's a joy each and every day. Verse 34, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath been his counselor?" What a question. What a question. Paul here quotes Isaiah chapter 40 and back in Job 41:11. And if you still have your hand back in Job, we'll go there first. Job 41. Job 41:11. "Who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Who can discover the face of his garment? Or who can come to him with a double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about." As we look at these verses of Scripture, we find that we are so limited to understanding our God. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? Again, back in 41:11, "Who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine." You know, as we look at these verses of Scripture, and we need to understand that we are so limited to having a full understanding of our Lord. Let's go to Isaiah 40, verse 13 and 14. Isaiah 40. Verse 13 and 14, "Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the ways of understanding? No one. No one." And again, back in verse 13, "Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him?" We need to understand the position our God is in. He knows all. He has forever been. He will forever be. What a wonderful God to know. It must be by faith, my friend. Chapter 1, verse 17 in Romans has told us, "The just shall live by faith." Faith accepts what God said. And so don't try. You know, many people try to figure everything out. We need to believe it. I don't walk blindly. God has shown me so much and continue to strengthen my faith because of what he has given me and what he has shown to me. So faith accepts what God said because God said it. Faith accepts what God promises without feeling, without tasting, without touching. Faith accepts what God tells us. Faith walks with God day and night. Faith never questions God. Unsearchable. Untrackable. Man can track a rocket to outer edges of this universe, but he cannot track God. God's mercy is extended to a hell-deserving sinner through the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross. We know that. We understand that. Please come by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. What wonderful words. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?